maturity, growth, and progress. By Jesus Speaking in Prophecy, a message for women.
Let this time of midlife mark another point in your womanhood, another medal pinned on you, another token of a job well done. Even if it comes through tests and trials, through emotions, feelings, and sensations which are not easily perceived or understood. Think of the many changes that come in the same manner. And while new and different experiences sometimes catch you off guard, they have the potential to become precious learning experiences. This can be a time to enrich your soul and to prove once again your womanhood, your maturity. This is a great and glorious thing to me, and I do not want it to be a tedious or a worrisome thing for you. It should be one more badge of courage, honor, and glory in your womanhood. I look upon this time of trial, testing, change, and new sensations as a time of maturity, growth, and progress. It is not something that I wish for you to worry about or fear. When you feel sensations that you are unsure of, look to me and seek me, and I will speak to your heart and explain these things to you and give you knowledge and understanding. I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you. In the hour that you need it, I will come to you. I will comfort you and surround you with songs of deliverance. I will replace your worry with joy. I will replace your discomfort with the comforting hand of my touch on you, with my love in your heart. I will comfort you and speak gentle words of love and encouragement that would engender trust and faith and the feeling of peace, even in the midst of trouble or change or whatever you do not understand. I am with you in these changes to bring you through to victory, joy, and usefulness. For you are planted in the house of the Lord, and you will flourish in the courts of your God. You will still bring forth fruit in your old age. You will be rich and flourishing. When you wake in the night, I will speak words of comfort, words of cheer, words of encouragement to you. I love you, I adore you, and I will care for you. To you who have given your all, who have forsaken your life, who have given yourself to me, would I forsake you in your time of need? Am I a God afar off who does not hear? No, I am your husband, betrothed to you, and when you walk through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the fires, I will hold your hand, saying, "Fear not, I am with you." As I was with Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, so will I be with you. We will walk through this together, you and I. Remember that fear is one of the main devices of the enemy of your soul. So when you are tempted to fear or dread or worry, please just ask me about it. Rather than letting the fear take over, simply ask me about this fear. Give it to me. Put it in my hands. I am with you. I am as real as you are, and I am closer than your next breath. I will not forsake you in your time of trouble, as you have not forsaken me all these years. I am able to carry you through this. This will be a time of you drawing closer to me. I look forward to this time of communion and fellowship with you in the night seasons, when we are alone together, when everyone else is asleep, and I have your attention. I am giving you this time to pour out your soul to me, to pour out your deepest thoughts to me, so that I may show you that I really am, that I am with you. I do exist inside of your soul, inside of your heart. I am waiting for you to come to me so I may walk with you. Now is the time of the changing of the seasons, the time when you grow rich and golden and silver. These things are badges on your shoulders and ribbons draping down your arms. This time is an honor to you, and it is a time of graduation, a time of maturity. I do honor you, and I will now be with you through this new venture. As I have been with you through the pioneering of many ministries and works in my service, I will be with you through the pioneering of this new stage, this new season in your life. I will make it a blessing to you. I will pour down my grace and mercy and power upon you as I show you how to walk through this new stage and how to become the woman that I have planned for you to be. For this is not the end. This is the beginning of a new stage, of a new era in your life. The lessons and maturity and wisdom that you gain are now another building block in your spiritual life. This is the beginning of the rest of your life. Look to me. Hang on to me. Put your arms around me as we walk together into this new era, as I show you new horizons, and as I lift you up higher to see further over the horizon for what comes next.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.